Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever applies to you. This is 35 Millimeter Life. I'm your host, DJ, and my amazing co-host, Mike.
I squirted. Yeah. Do we censor that?
No, because we're talking about cans. Soda cans. It's just Coke, kids.
It's Coke.
Coca-Cola. Let me extra clarify that.
Yeah. Oh, let's get on that topic real quick.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious where this segue is going.
We were talking at work. They have a thing. It's for like caffeine.
Yeah.
It's a snortable caffeine. It's called, I'm going to look up the name.
Lawsuit?
Yeah, pretty much.
it's called 15 years to life.
It's a white powder that goes in your nose. And it's for caffeine.
See, that's just asking for trouble though.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like,
it really is.
Yeah.
What I think it's called want a bump.
Yeah. Man, I like the name.
Yeah.
Clever, yeah.
Want a bump.
That's funny.
And that's where that took us.
So I do want to start the episode off real quick by explaining why there was no episode last week. There won't be last week. No, yeah, it will be. Mm-hmm. It will be last week. Okay, so last week there was no episode. Sorry. So Mike and myself have been insanely busy the last few months.
Seriously.
With new work gigs, making new clients, like finding his niche, and we'll talk about this stuff. But seriously, he's been insanely busy. And because of how busy it's been, we ended up using up all of our backup library of episodes. So we were just out of episodes.
Kitty, that's DJ shirt.
So so that's why there's not an episode last week. But we were planning on taking a break mid-season anyway. We just ended up not because I had to leave for 2 weeks this last month. Mm-hmm. And you had all your stuff going to family reunion, all that kind of stuff. So it just worked out that way. But we are back. We're going to be, we shouldn't miss another episode, I don't think, for the rest of the season. So, but we have huge things to talk about, guys. We have a lot of stuff to catch up on. I'm very, very excited about this. We're going to talk about Mike hopefully finding his niche, working with new clients stuff. His pictures are absolutely fire. And, definitely, I think on this episode, we'll do your Instagram scroll thing first too, because I want them to see your new stuff.
On the next one, we'll do yours.
Yeah.
We'll kind of get into that thing. Because he has two. If you haven't noticed in the handles, he has two Instagrams.
And I feel like I'm like, everybody's like, oh, you have two. But I have to have one for, and actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I have one for portraits, which is DJ Mates People. Mm-hmm. And then I have one for landscapes, which is DJ Mates World. Okay. But I've been getting into a lot of automotive photography, Nissan and all that kind of stuff too. I can't really put that on either one. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about making another one like DJ Drives Cars. DJ Meets Auto, DJ Meets Car, DJ Meets Machine, something.
Make it creative. Somebody.
Yeah,
somebody,
if you guys have an idea, let me know, because I think I want to start posting my car shots on there just so I have like that other portfolio too. But I'm really leaning into this whole no website, social media, mm-hmm. Thing. So, but anyway, that's why. And now you're here to catch up with us. So,
yeah.
Also, that one is, I think mine's a 50th of a second instead of 60th.
Oh, that's okay.
It's not going to affect anything, right?
Yeah. Look at that change. There you go.
No, I just mean like for...
No.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Perfect.
Oh. On the social media talk?
Yes.
Do you think Instagram is dead? So I found a... We're going to go into photo news because we haven't done photo news in a while.
We haven't.
I was looking at Petapixel mm-hmm. on just kind of topics. There's a new social media. It hasn't like blown up. It's been around for a while. It's called Daily.
Daily.
Yeah, like Daily.
Question real quick then. Uh-huh. Like, have you checked it out?
I haven't checked out the platform.
So what else is, okay. So we should definitely look at it because I want to compare it to Vero.
So the one thing that I kind of am like weird about, it's, you know that, what is that one that like takes a photo live and then it takes a selfie of you?
Be Alive or something. My mom was just telling me about that.
The other day. Something like that.
But you have like a certain amount of time to respond to the other person.
No, it's like a live photo sharing thing. So it's not, you can't upload the photo from like your drive. It has to be taken through the app on the spot.
I don't think I've heard of that
before. So it's a really weird like photo sharing app.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if you think Instagram is converting to Reels and they're going into the advertising realm, what is the next step or what's the platform for a photographer? So, I know Vero is a good one.
I like Vero. Mm-hmm. Honestly, so we have talked about in the past where I'm not doing my website anymore. I mm-hmm. took it down. I've been hacked. I get spam emails all the time. And I have actually had to go back. Joyce, if you're listening to this episode specifically about your mom, she went on a tour with me a long time ago, and I told her about my coffee table book, because I stay friends with a lot of the guests that I've had and clients. And she's one of them. We stayed in contact. She's another photographer, obviously. Told her about my coffee table book. She thought it was a cool idea. Told her mom. She's like, I'm going to get this book. And she's like, that's awesome. Her mom wanted to buy it for her as a Christmas present. Mm-hmm. Sent me an email 5 years ago.
Damn.
And I didn't get her email because of all the spams that was coming up. Like, I mean,
through the website?
Yeah, I would get like 50 to 60 emails a day, and maybe three or four of them were from clients.
And you're just like, I can't do this.
And and the thing is like, sometimes they would just leave a very simple thing like, oh, hey, you know, me, email, you know, get back to me, let's do this. But some of the spam emails would also be like, this email, hit me up for this. So it would, I'm sure that I just accidentally deleted a few of them. I know I deleted hers. Anyway, she contacted me a few months ago. Well, I got a hold of her. I was like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. I was your daughter's tour guide.
I was doing a copy book, whatever.
And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I thought you like didn't, you know, went out of business or, you know, I don't know what happened. I was like, no, I'm still in business. I'm very sorry about what happened. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I will absolutely take care of this for you. So she mails me a check for the book, which is dope. I get it. It's inside of a homemade card that her daughter had a picture of inside of it. Like, she made the card. Super sweet. On my fridge now. I call my publisher to get one of the books made, and I had just had three more books sold, and I found a discrepancy on the personal page where I write a message to each person that's bought one. And I'm the only one that would have noticed it. Everybody they showed it to, they're like, I wouldn't notice that unless you showed it to me. And of course I only noticed because of my picture. So, of the last like five books that I had ordered, four of them had errors.
Oh, wow.
So they sent me four more. So of course the four that had errors, I gave them out as gifts, for birthdays and stuff like that. And it's because everything else about the book is absolutely fine. And the discrepancy that's on the page, like I said, nobody would notice at all. So it's just, you know, it's a gift. So people are like, oh, you're giving them trash. Or if you got my books, it's not a trash. I promise. It's just, you know, holy crap balls. That was cool. if you guys are listening, Maggie, our podcast cat, just jumped from the back of my chair to the other chair. That was actually really impressive, Tarzan. Okay.
She was eyeing that tree.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. She was wanting to jump to that
tree. She's like, those leaves look so fake. I'm going to prove it.
Yeah.
Why are they blue?
Yeah.
So I got a hold of them, and I was like, hey, I have this other, and I like 2 months, I was on the phone with them trying to get this figured out, this whole issue. Mm-hmm. And they tracked it down to a set of printers that they had, and they found the issue. They fixed it. Good to go. I just got the book the other day. Now I can sign to send it, but it's been like, she had accidentally waited 5 years, and then she actually waited like 2 or 3 months for me to get all this worked out. Now it's finally at my house, ready to be sent out, which is great, and I'm happy about it. We were talking about social media, and I completely went on a tangent there.
You're good.
Instagram has been going to videos for the last year or so.
Uh-huh.
That's specifically why Peter McKinnon made a video about going to Vero.
About a year ago.
And when he did that, Vero's engagement with the community skyrocketed, right? Because he's a huge influence in that.
They do have like those topical days, Monochrome Mondays.
Yep,
it's a big one.
They do have like throwback days too, like older pictures. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Vero's awesome because it's artists helping artists. But I don't see too many people. Like, you have to really make a name for yourself to be able to sell off of that platform.
Right.
It's very hard to sell off of Instagram too, but having an Instagram is good as a photographer. If you don't really care about, you know, how many followers you have or whatever, it's a great way to just carry around kind of like a portfolio in a sense of like, 'cause I used to carry a physical one.
Now you don't have to.
No, now you don't have to. Exactly. And Instagram's still fun for me. I enjoy it. Even getting onto like TikTok and things like that. We post a lot of clips on my TikTok. Instagram, I don't think Instagram is dying. I just think it's going in a new way, and it's going to be, it's mostly videos now, reels, stuff like that. Same with Facebook, but Facebook bought Instagram, so that's why the whole reels thing.
Yeah. And I also have been seeing like carousels, like multiple photos in one, haven't been doing well compared to like a one post photo. Oh, she has a toy. And that's a very strange thing for me, especially when I shoot so much.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to post like the bangers of the set, not just the one photo that I'll get.
Right. And I've seen people that do like, oh, so Instagram's algorithm is going off reels, so here's a reel of a picture.
Yeah, I've been seeing that
and
too.
And it's clever. I appreciate it.
Like
I think
day
it's great.
One of my exposing photographer.
Right, exactly. And it works great. It meets the algorithm, you know, algorithmic needs. There we go. That was a whole journey. You're welcome. You know, it's just, everything changes so much. Word of mouth is just the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And I know I always say that, but for me, word of mouth is build a community and let them, you know, spread you around a little bit.
And that's kind of where my photography is going in a direction.
Yes.
As of this season. So if we're going to talk about like kind of my niche right now, has been senior photos, both high school and seniors.
Absolutely.
Or that's high school and here. College.
huge here.
So I'm like trying to, I've been finding that niche into doing more of those sessions and it's been super fun and I've been posting those more and I'm like, hey, senior sessions. And then the word of mouth spreads and I'm like, oh snap, I'm getting like every high schooler from this school. And you're just like, this is actually how you can start to see the business unfold.
Yeah.
As you get into your niche or your editing style, whatever, whatnot, you know?
I mean, I'm telling you, man, like you, like once you find your niche, the way your style is and the way like your personality and stuff with people and your ideas and your photographic eye. I really think like once you find your niche, which if you did in senior portraits, that's dope. And you should absolutely run with
it. Yeah. That's been super fun recently. Just doing the senior stuff. Cause I always talk like I shot a senior from Fallon. And he was telling me about his sneaker collection. We talked basketball.
Nice.
I got to talk to his mom and, all that stuff. So like I met his family, met his girlfriend, and it wasn't just like I'm having this experience with them, not just like having to get this done and out.
Right.
Like I do have like my hourly charge.
Of course.
But if I do go over a little bit, I'm like not mad about it because I like the engagement and like having that personal time with them.
I'm never above spending a little bit extra time with a client, you know, no matter what it is. And it's especially for senior pictures because even though they're seniors, they're still kids usually. And and I say that because some people graduate when they're 18. But it's, I mean, sometimes kids are going to be, you know, well-behaved. Sometimes they have really good focus. Sometimes they're really nervous in front of the camera. They haven't had, you know, years of practice of being in front of the camera. So that's the fun thing for me too. And it's really cool for me to see people that build that connection because especially if you do really well with a senior, you are probably going to be their photographer for life.
Right.
Right. So like when they go to college, when they get engaged, pregnant, all that kind of stuff. And it's a great segue into that. And I think I'm happy for you. I think that's really good that you found into that so far.
It's been fun. And
your stuff has been great.
Yeah. I've been like posting more clientele work or like even more creative stuff. I did a home studio session with somebody that we've been wanting to do. He's trying to get into the modeling business.
Nice.
And
Bryce?
No. Another guy. One of my friends. Bryce, he's been posting some of the more like underwear model type posts too. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, look at him.
He's trying to get into this. But that's like I posted that and I was like, these are sick shots. But I think they call it shadow banning.
Yes.
Like, so you don't get as much engagement on posts that you think are like your best photos. I'm just really annoying. Well, yeah, it's okay. I guess it's okay. As long as like the clientele gets there or you start building that connection, it'll start to follow. But the like counts don't show that, but you kind of just have to be.
It's honestly okay where I turn them off. I turn
mine off too, but you can still see like the count yourself.
Yeah. When you click on, and when it says like, others, oh, you're like, oh yeah. Cause I, actually I had a couple of the pictures that I posted recently have trended pretty well and I'm not exactly sure why, but they did. And I'm glad. When I moved here, I'd say I lost probably about 75% of my engagement. Just because everybody was following me for Hawaii pictures, which is great. And I've lost probably like to count probably a couple hundred followers. I've regained a lot of them. So the number's almost the same, but I know I've lost a couple hundred. And it is what it is. It's totally fine. I still post the Hawaii stuff, of course, but I'm trying to do, and that was a big thing why I did the big trip that I just did too. Cause one, I was hired to do it and I was excited to do it. Josh, big shout out to you, buddy. But it was huge for me to get back out there and really get back to, cause landscape photography is what got me started in photography as far as my career goes. So to be able to go out there and just have unadulterated, you know, access to just shooting Oregon in California was just great. I've been seeing
those photos too. Cause you shot during the eclipse and
yes. So did I show you, I showed you the second blades. Eclipse. Yeah. So I haven't posted that one yet, guys. I do have it. That I'm going to show you. You guys saw the first one, the C, like the regular C. The second one I did a little bit, excuse me, a little more in-depth editing. There's a slight cloud that passed in front of it. So I have rainbowing around the outside, and then you'll see these sharp lines coming off of the moon. And those are the shutter blades of the lens when it goes to take the picture. So I'm pretty excited about it.
That one's dope.
To show you guys. Yeah, I'm happy with it. And then I do have other pictures that I don't think I've shown you yet either.
No.
And a story that goes with them. So
excited for those.
It's going to be good. So but back to your question now, I think that it is just as important to find what platform works for you. Mm-hmm. I think that is just as important as finding your specific niche of photography as well.
Right.
I think now it's important to help build your entire overall brand. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So that's my answer there for that.
Yeah.
And but then, I want to check out that the other one you're talking about.
Yeah. And then I know like TikTok's a big trend now, and I think that's why Instagram went the way that it did.
I'm sure.
It was starting to trend with the TikTok and keeping up with everything.
Yeah.
Because now like Facebook or are they Reels on Facebook? I know they're Shorts on YouTube and
on Facebook. Facebook they're Reels.
Everything has and such a short.
Instagram's not. It's
Reels too.
It's
Reels. Because Meta and Facebook and Instagram are together.
That's right. Which is why there's the Meta Business Suite for. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just moving these pictures around.
No, you're good.
So
I know both of us are like doing work while we're. I'm like trying to upload a whole set.
Like honestly, guys, like
we have been
so busy.
Busy.
Like it's and I'm glad that you and I have stayed in contact through the whole thing as well. Mm-hmm. It's super important.
Yeah, we can't do this podcast without each other.
So. That's very true. I you know when Aaron had to step away, I had three options. I either could continue this on my own.
Would have been torture.
I
mean, hearing you would have been talk, yeah.
You know,
been okay.
It's weird. Like I like being able to bounce stuff off.
Right.
Or shut down the podcast completely. You know,
which would kill have been it before such it started. A bummer, dude.
It absolutely would have. Or reach out to you.
And that's where we're at now.
Exactly. And I'm glad that I did.
Heck yeah.
Patrick also wants to come back on the show.
Somebody at my work also said Patrick and Kyle look alike or are very similar.
Dude, they do.
That would be so crazy.
Next to each other. They would get along.
Yeah, they would.
They really would.
They would just be talking. We'll just sit back and like,
Yep.
New friends in the making.
All Best Sony friends. Shooters too.
Yeah.
Because, Patrick shoots something.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's really funny. He's that clip that I put of when he was talking about hunting the turkeys, that clip that I cut out, I laugh so hard. Every time I would like, when I was clipping and uploading and I'd rewatch it, I laughed the whole time.
Yeah.
Such a good clip.
My favorite is the ha ha ha, konnichiwa, or sumimasen, something like that. That was a fun little edit. I know, sorry guys that like, I know you guys will hear the audio before you see the visual. It's just the videos do take
a long time.
Long time.
I've been getting more into video editing. And matter of fact, yeah. Are you off on Thursday?
I am off on Thursday.
Coolsies.
Well,
we can. But I was actually going to ask if you wanted to go on a little road trip with me.
Ooh.
I got asked by a
friend. Wait, when? What time? And
I can make a work around your schedule.
Well, I get off at work at 4:30.
In the afternoon? Mm-hmm. I thought you said you were off on Thursday.
I thought you meant like off in general, like you don't have any plans at night.
No. There's somebody that hired me to go and do a drone of their property in Carson Hills. And I'm actually doing that tomorrow for Nissan as well because they're looking at a new property. So
nice.
Okay.
What else has happened?
Psycho.
I know. So we had our family reunion.
Yes.
There were 95 of us.
Outstanding.
Huge family. We had a reunion crasher.
No. It wasn't me, by the way.
No.
I know you guys heard rumors about me going, but it was not me.
No. So we had...
Do not do what you're thinking about doing.
Well...
You will cease to exist.
We are very appreciative of the place that hosted us. Shots are really expensive.
Where'd you go again?
Atlantis.
That's right.
It was a really cool ballroom. Really nice to have. Don't do it. Don't do it, cat. Don't do it.
Don't.
Oh my gosh, this cat is like.
She's gonna jump on my camera.
I know.
Sorry.
This cat is
twacked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, bite me. I dare you.
So cute. We might have to let you out though. we had a reunion crasher. So we had a guest list. We had everybody like settled in.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, there's just this one random guy that none of us recognize. We thought it was like one of our cousin's boyfriends.
Yeah.
And
like
Korean, I think.
Oh.
Some type of Asian. I don't really know. Is that racist?
So you could say that. I can.
Yeah, some random dude. And he showed up. He like sat at a table. He was with one of our cousins. We were like, do you know this person? She was like, yeah, it's just a friend. We're like, why would you? Didn't tell any of us?
Like, yeah, it's
like,
not.
Did you just meet this guy outside and like brought him in? Like, I don't know what's going on. We have a whole guest list. Like, it's very scheduled. Like, this is who's supposed to be here and who's not.
Right.
There's one guy that's not supposed to be here. Everybody else is to be here.
Right.
So he showed up. He started dancing. We were all like, who's this guy?
Is he a good dancer?
I don't know. I was just like this. I was really giving him the mad dog.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I was like, who the crap is this guy? And then I was doing our group photo, and he shows up in the group photo. And every one of our family members was like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Who's this guy? Who's this guy? Can you edit him out? I was like, yes, I'm going to edit this guy out because he does not belong in this photo.
And it's gone.
And he's gone. And we were just like, what the fuck? Like, you don't just bring, or if he did crash, it's just like, why? It's a family.
Yeah, what's your goal there?
To like, get free food and meet somebody? I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
You hear about wedding crashers, but a reunion crasher? I don't really know. That was weird. And then I love the Atlantis, but man, those shot prices are too expensive.
They are. I don't.
$15, bro. And so I was supposed to buy a round. It started with 8 of us, which is already pricey.
Yeah.
Then they said, come on, one more.
Of course.
Come on, one more. Come on, one more. 15 people later, I'm just like, my wallet. And like, you have to cover a certain fee for it to like cover the bar. Yeah, we covered that within the first 30 minutes. Ooh. So you're welcome, Atlantis.
Well, Filipinos don't fuck around, man.
No, we don't. No. I think it was like 4 bottles of Hennessy that were gone within that night.
Dude, Hennessy and I go way back.
It goes way back for a lot of people.
Yeah, man. And hopefully it stays down.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys had a good time on us. Did anybody confront him, though? Like, did anybody just walk up and be like, dude, who the fuck are you?
We just asked around. We were just like,
he just left on his own.
He just left on his own. Yeah,
he didn't steal the cousins or nothing.
I don't know,
because like you know how funny it'd be next family you're in and next year he shows there. Up again, but he's with one of your your cousins. You know me or something. Like,
should I edit you back in?
Right, yeah. Like, just re-add him. Yeah. He texts you in like a few months. Like, bro, where am I, dude? Like, I don't see these pictures. Like, okay, a couple questions. First of all, who are you? Yeah. Second of all, how'd you get my phone number?
Right.
Third of all, who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so our family reunion was a 3-day event. So the first day, we have just a little backstory on our family. My dad has 9 other siblings, and they never see each other like all the time. This was like the first time that they've seen each other in like years.
Because they live in the Philippines, right?
Some live in Cali, some live in Hawaii, one in the Philippines. Mm. So we got 8 of them. The other one was still in the Philippines. So that was the first day that they saw each other. We kind of just had a family bonding, like meet and greet the first day. The second day was a more formal event. And then the third day was at a park, picnic style, had all our matching t-shirts and stuff.
Nice.
My cousin Jenny, who is also designing our podcast logo, which will also be coming soon. We are getting there. We're getting there. I keep asking her.
I announced that 2 months ago.
I know. I know, but
Brittany actually asked about it.
She's been so busy.
Yeah.
Both. So she also paints murals around town.
That's dope.
So it's like she's finding time in and out.
She's busy too. Yeah. No. And she's.
It's all artists.
She's doing it. Yeah. And I'm giving you crap. I'm very excited about it. So don't you know.
Yeah.
What's he saying? No.
And she'd love to be on the podcast one of these days too.
So down. Super down.
100%. Be sweet. But yeah, she designed the shirts. She made them herself, and super cool design. Super happy of how everything went.
That's awesome.
And yeah,
which reminds me, we asked you guys before, and I got a couple answers, but I want like serious answers, Stephen Finch, and I want serious answers. If we came up with like some kind of merch idea, which we've been running a lot of ideas around,
a koozie,
a koozie. And it's not, and this is not a money grab for us. Like, we're not doing this for the money. You guys already know that, but. If we made merch that tied you guys to the podcast a little bit, would you guys be interested? If so, what kind of stuff would you want? You guys want shirts, hats, boxers, cups? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
35 millimeter to life boxer briefs.
Yeah. And like on the waistband, I'll say like my other camera is a Canon or my other camera is a Sony or something. And if you guys have ideas, let us know. We would love to do that for you guys. I think it'd be pretty cool. I would love to have swag for us anyway.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to share whatever we, the kind of stuff that we get, you guys can have.
Yes, sir.
Just let us know. That'd be something cool.
What other life things have been going on?
So I wanted to tell you the story. Mm-hmm. And while I'm telling you this, I'm going to send these to you so you have them too.
I can get it on my laptop. You can. To me.
So while I was on my journey with that client,
this was recent, right?
Yes.
Is this like I saw the photo on your Facebook, your new profile photo?
No, that was taken yesterday by Mari. Yeah, okay. She took that picture because I did a shoot with her and her kid. So we're doing a 4-part shoot. 4 different color dresses, 4 different locations, and it's going to span over the course of a couple weeks.
Are you doing like the same composition and it's just going to be like, or a different composition?
Similar. It's kind of, remember the flying dress stuff? Because I did that before I helped Canon set up the one here.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason I have to keep saying that is because I don't want people to think that I stole the idea from her. Mm-hmm. The stuff that she does is amazing, and I'm not taking away from her at all, like mm-hmm. one bit. But I've done the dress stuff before like that. I have several examples of it. But so we're doing one on Pyramid Highway, mm-hmm. With the red dress. Then we're doing my Geiger grade shot that I have mm-hmm. with a white dress, of course. And then we have then they're going to take the white dress and dye it blue, like a turquoise blue. And that's going to be for the waterfall in Carson.
Yeah.
And then the last one is going to be pink, and it's going to be in the forest. And in the forest mm-hmm. one is going to be, there's a lot of, we have a lot of different shots we're going to be doing in the forest one. But she's going to have all 4 sets of those. And then, I mean, they bought these dresses specifically for the shoot. So it was pretty cool. But no, the story I'm telling you about is when I was on the tour, when I was teaching that, the gentleman, Josh, about, photography and editing. My buddy Brian Doyle also joined us. He's mm-hmm. another professional photographer, and he did a lot of tours with me in Hawaii. He also does expeditionary tours to Antarctica and a bunch of places as well. Wildlife photographer.
Yeah.
Super, super cool guy. He also wants to be on the podcast. So hey, we'll have him there.
We got a lot of guests lined up too. I got a couple.
So we were driving through Redwood National Forest, right by Klamath, California. Mm. Not Klamath Falls, not Klamath County, Klamath, California. And as we're driving along, I drive by this old car on the side of the road. Mm. And I was like, that's a sick car because it looked clean. So pulled over, like literally turned around in the middle of this little 2-lane road in the forest. Barely looked for other cars. Sorry, Mom. And took off the other way. And I was like, I'm going to go ask him if I can take pictures. I asked the client first his permission, obviously. And I was like, so you got to learn, learning point. So come back up. The gentleman that owns the car and his wife are leaving as we come back to the spot. And I roll my window down. I put my hand up like this. And we talked about it later. He thought I was just waving at him because he has a cool car. They get waved at all the time because it is a cool car. So I turned around and I follow them. Okay. We're in a 2023 Chevy Malibu rental car. Uh-huh. And they are driving this car that I'm about to show you. So obviously we catch up with them. And he pulls over and I was like, hey, I'm a professional photographer. I take pictures of cars. I would love to shoot your car if that's okay with you. If you have a few minutes. He's like, yeah, sure. He's like, where do you want to do it? I was like, the clearing you were in back there, it was absolutely perfect. If you don't mind going back. He's like, not at all. So he turns around, we drive back, he parks the car, I get out, and I start taking pictures of his car. And him and his wife are there, both. Mm-hmm. And is your laptop named Mike Villanueva? Or is that your phone?
That's my laptop.
Okay, cool. So what the car was a 1930 Ford Model A. And you guys will be able to see the pictures here.
13 photos.
So he pulled over. He let me take these pictures. Here's the crazy thing, okay? The license plates you can see are Nevada mm-hmm. license plates. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, where are you guys from? I didn't see the plates I was so distracted by the car itself. I didn't see the plates at first, which is weird because it's like right there. I was like, where are you guys from? They're like, we're from Reno. Shut up. And I was like, where in Reno? And they're like, how do you know about Reno? I was like, I live in Sparks.
Yeah.
And they're like, shut up. I was like, no, for real. They live by UNR. They have a YouTube channel. They gave me their business card. They asked if they could put me in one of their videos. And if they could share my pictures, and I was like, absolutely. Isn't it nice?
So these are sick.
Thank you. I'm super happy with them. And
Yeah.
Now, the cherry on top of this whole thing, the wife, Filipino, little old Filipino lady. You're not old. That's not what I meant.
No.
You're adorable. But she's a Filipino lady, right?
What's her name?
I don't remember her name, to be honest. But, right?
Be like,
might be related to you.
Yeah, seriously.
So she was like, oh, she's like, you're really nice. And I was like, oh, thank you. You're really nice too. And she's like, you come over to my house and I'll make you Filipino barbecue. And I was like, say less, bro. So I told that to Rosa. And Rosa was like, and I told her the whole story. And Rosa's like, all I hear is we get free Filipino barbecue. And I was like,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. So anyway, they're super nice. They drove all the way from Reno to Klamath, California and never broke 50 miles an hour because they didn't want to, because look at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you drove all the way from Reno. And guys, just so you know, like Reno to Klamath, California is about, I think it's like a 7-hour drive, maybe a little bit less. If you're going the speed limit, which is 70 in some places and 65 in others. And they never broke 50. Yeah. So I guarantee this was a 2-day trip or they were driving for like 12 hours.
Oh, yeah.
But he fully restored this. He has another one at home. It's a different year. It's all black. He completely murdered it out. And you know those cute little teardrop trailers? He bought one of those, murdered it out too to match.
That's sick.
Dude, it is super sick. And I talked them into bringing both cars, hopefully, to Ferrari Farms to do a cool shoot with that old barn there. And I'm going to look up 30s style, like clothing. Yeah. I'm going to order clothes and I'm going to have Carly model as a 30s pinup girl with the car.
Am I in on this?
You 100% are.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I already told Aaron.
Yes.
And I could hear Aaron get horny about the idea over the phone. So if you guys don't know, when photographers get excited, like it's like we're excited.
Like
yeah.
Aaron.
Like Red Rocket. Yeah, exactly. Red Rum. That's exactly. Yeah. If you don't know Red Rum, good. If you do know, yeah, sorry.
Dude, yeah,
isn't that sick though? Like that car is beautiful.
Wait, even like you'll see in the photos, the accent cherry reds on the tires with the colors of the trees in the background. Super contrasty, super punchy, sharp as a knife. I have to ask you this question though.
Yeah.
There's one edit in here that's a little bit
black and white.
No. Oh, okay. I think it's the last photo. It's the one of the interior where it's just getting the right passenger side wheel or the spare. No. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a little bit cooler tone than... Was that a personal choice?
No, it's... So,
or did you just use like one... I guess it's not a preset, but a preset.
I didn't use a preset for any of these. I did each one and I just kind of went off of like how I felt for each picture. But but a majority of them are like that. But I think the reason that one ended up being that way, when I used the eyedropper tool
for
the white balance, I think I probably clicked just so the...
This is an honest critique.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. So, that the canopy top in the back, that white was
I
very,
think
very
that's
white.
What you used,
and I couldn't underexpose too much because you lose all the shadows. But I think I might have clicked too far into that when I went into it.
Still a banger of a shot,
but I appreciate it. It could be a little warmer, I guess. But also, I honestly like how the trees on the opposite side of the road look, the way the light is hitting it too. Mm-hmm. But no, that definitely was not on purpose. But I looked at it and I was like, it's funny because I looked at it, I was like, what is it? And I've been taking pictures and editing pictures nonstop for 7 days. So when I looked at these, I was like, why does that look different? And I was like, it looks fine to me though. Why does it look different? I couldn't put my finger on it. That's what it is.
Little color temperature.
That's only maybe like 800 degree difference.
Yeah, Kelvin. And it does happen. Like you start to edit for a long time.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, all these colors are the same. And then you put them in a board and you see them next to side by side. And you're just like, wait, these are all different. Or they're like a touch Kelvin, warmer or cooler, depending. So.
And there's no way around it really.
So. No.
But it's just, yeah.
Yeah. You good?
Yep. Just looking at the time.
Yeah, you're 34 minutes.
I can't. Where's it on there?
I've it's never right seen here.
It. Okay, there's on the bottom. I see. Yeah. It's like super small. I'm like,
yeah, it is. You got on like
after shooting the eclipse. I'm not even kidding. After shooting the eclipse for the next 2 days.
How did you shoot that? Like blind?
So well, first of all, I am blind. But
I'm blind.
So just skills. So to paint a picture, we woke up very early. Mm-hmm. Because this is a 3-hour drive to get to the only, we had to use three different apps. What was that? Is that this one?
No.
Still recording that one too. That was it sounded like a recording beep.
It did, but it's still recording. Huh. I think it came over here somewhere.
Weird. Ghosts. It was her.
I don't know. It was a ghost.
So There it is again.
Hello? What is it? Okay, I don't know.
But they're still recording, right?
It's still recording. It's not the cameras. Something else.
That's so weird.
Happen again. Do it. I dare you. Ghost. Ah! Okay, what?
All right. So, anyway, woke up early. It's a 3-hour drive. We used three different apps to track an opening in the clouds because it was, it's North California, right? Or like Southern Oregon. It's always cloudy. So we found literally a couple mile wide patch of break in the fog and the clouds. Knew exactly where it was going to be and a race to get to this. Now we left about 45 minutes early than we would have needed to get there on time, just in case something happened, which is good because there was a fire that broke out on the road we were traveling on and they were clearing it out. And we got stuck there for 30 minutes. So now we're only 15 minutes early and we're stuck behind all these cars that are afraid to drive the speed limit because they were told there was a fire up ahead. Mm-hmm. Newsflash, if the fire department lets you go through, it's safe. Drive. Okay. And I get being cautious. I totally understand. But the impatient part of me that wants to get this possibly once in a lifetime shot for me for an eclipse, because I've been trying to shoot eclipses for over a decade now. Mm-hmm. And this is the first one I actually was able to get a good shot of. So the anxious part of me was like, get out of the fucking way. So we're going, racing through. We get all the way to Medford. We see the opening in the clouds. We're literally chasing the light, which is like every photographer's like story dream. Chasing the light. There's cars pulling off on the side of the road because they see it when it's like itty bitty little breaks. You can see like through the clouds, like what's going on. But a lot of people must not have known this was happening. Right. So it started to get dark. We pulled over into this random, very random mobile home park. Mm-hmm. And when we pulled over, I jumped out. I said I had brought my 100 or 400 specifically for this and started taking pictures. And the first couple that I got, the very first one that everybody saw on my social media, was the one that I got initially without anything else. And that one, it just came out really clean. Had to shoot a very, very fast shutter speed. I think I was shooting like 1/8000th of a second. Yeah. And the second one I had, cause I was looking at it, I was like, man, I just wish I could tighten off that glowing light a little bit. So I apologize. So the second one, the one of the rainbow, mm-hmm. that was without the filter. The one with the filter was the first one that I sent you, the clean one. I have a 6-stop black glass square drop in filter, mm-hmm. and I just held that in front of the 1-400 and started clicking. And because the shutter speed was so fast, it was immediate, so it didn't matter if my hand was moving. But it cut out all that ambient extra light, and you just see the sea that's in there. But for the next 2 days afterwards, I literally could not, like my eyes would water, they would just randomly water, and I was genuinely worried that I messed up my eyes a little bit. I didn't look at the sun too long. I mean, honestly, like less than like maybe a second. Maybe about 3 or 4 times just to kind of like frame it.
But I didn't even have a chance to even look at it. I think I was just like,
you would have had to go all the way up
kind of zoned it out. Yeah.
To get the full thing.
Right.
We got to shoot more landscapes. Milky Way season is now over.
I know.
So we're gonna have to wait for next season.
That's okay. I was actually looking at a lot of landscape photography on how to do things, focus stacking, blah, 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 whatnot. Because that's a thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't, as portrait photographers, or, you know, we don't normally focus stack or underexpose, you do a 3-point exposure or 5-point exposure shot. So we're just a run and gun type of people.
And there is nothing wrong with that.
No.
I'm going to send you. So you're the only person that I've done this to other than Rosa. Mm-hmm. I'm sending you all of the pictures from my trip.
Dude, I'm stoked to see all these.
So these are, there's a couple others that I got to, but they were for Josh specifically. But these ones are the main ones. There's a couple cool stories tied to some of these though.
A couple of my senior sessions have been dope because they have been willing to do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we had this one. So we had a shoot in Tahoe Meadows, which everybody shoots at.
So nice up there.
It's so pretty, but very overused. Oh, well. We were trying to find a creative way to use it.
Yeah.
There's a little creek that goes down that side where the walkway is.
On the southwest side, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And she was willing to get in the water and do some shots in the water.
It's like negative.
It's cold as balls. I'm like, why are you getting in this water? She's like, because if we do anything for the shot, I'm like,
you know, as a photographer, yes. like when somebody wants to get in the water and we don't have to, do you, boo-boo.
Yeah,
seriously. You're not going to hear me say no. Like, yeah. You got it.
And it was cool because we got to tell stories and I found out she was a dancer and she wants to get like dancing shots done and all these things. And I'm like, bro, that's how clienteles are built. So,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Landscape stuff is sick. Long exposure, like how smooth the water is.
So
what was your settings on this thing?
Which one, the waterfall?
It was shot at, no, the cityscape.
Oh, all three of those.
16-35, 2.8, 200 ISO, 30 millimeters at f22, 30 seconds.
So you guys know like how he's able to find that stuff out. When I take my pictures, I leave the metadata attached to the picture. It's mm-hmm. something that you can turn on and off in Lightroom and in your camera. And strangely enough too, on older Canon and Nikon cameras, you can actually, input information that'll show up on your picture.
Yeah.
In camera, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you not do a, oh yeah, no, you're good. Sharp, tech sharp.
Oh, thanks. Those three city shots, those are the last three that I want for, so my book, I can start making my book now.
Yeah, dude.
And I decided that I wanted Chicago Henge to be in the book, but now I want these to be in the book now because I want to have Chicago Henge to be like a big print for me to try and sell.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to Chicago twice to get the shot, maybe three times. Who knows? I have to show you this video afterwards. The Rosa just commented on it. But yeah, so those are the last three shots. This
waterfalls.
This one right here has already got a lot of really good feedback.
Dude, yep, the framing. I told you about that one too.
Yeah.
And I reposted that. I was like, dude, the framing in this is money.
It was, you know, it's funny. Nobody's gonna really find out about this anyway, but we knew there was this lighthouse there. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go get the shot. And Brian and I are very used to trekking through the most random crap to get shots. Josh was on board, which is great. We couldn't find parking. It was gated off to actually get to the lighthouse. And there was a sign that says, you know, private property, whatever. We didn't know that was to the lighthouse specifically. We were just looking for the point. So anyway, we parked in public parking. We found a trail. We followed the trail. It was a very clearly marked trail the entire way. Came out the other side. There's picnic benches, a little parking lot. Yeah. There was like a little Volkswagen Bug that was there with a family of three. I was like, oh, and look, perfect, yeah. There's the lighthouse. We knew we were going in the right direction to see it. We didn't know we were going to come on it. Now, you can't see it in the picture, in any of the pictures that I took, but there's a little bit of a bridge on the right-hand side, what's left mm-hmm. of it. It got washed out a few years ago. We're setting up. I get Josh set up with the settings, and as I'm walking through, I literally walk and see that exact view with the framing of the trees. And sometimes, no matter how well you plan for a picture, you just come across it.
Right.
And that's a perfect example.
This was it, yeah.
Now, we found out that gate that I was telling you about is only about 100 meters south of where we were standing. And that road leads directly to where we were standing.
Wow.
Now, remember that family of three that's in there? So they left like 5 minutes before we did. And we followed. We walked down the road that the car left because that was obviously mm-hmm. the way out because we couldn't go back to the forest because it was too dark. The gate was right there mm-hmm. and it had not been opened.
Wow.
But there was a car that drove through it. Right. And there was no button to hit. There was a line. The only thing we could think of is that
how?
Well, the only thing we could think of, because there's a camera there, so it must have been a sensor to pick up on vehicles for the gate to open. And we absolutely did not know. There was no signs that said we couldn't be there. There were signs that said like replanting in progress, you know, mm-hmm. keep off or, you know, be respectful is what I said.
Yeah.
You wouldn't post those signs up in a private property because nobody's supposed to be there.
Right.
So to me, I saw the sign, I was like, oh, that's general. So not only did we accidentally possibly trespass for that shot.
Yeah.
It was also on native land.
Oh.
And yeah. Felt really, really bad about it. Had absolutely no idea. Like not a clue. But we didn't do anything illegal. We were very respectful. We were there. We took everything out. We even picked up some trash that was there. But anyway, completely worth it for those shots.
Yeah. Is there so you shot this one at F16.
Which one?
The lighthouse with the framing.
Yes.
Subframing. This reminds me of a lot of the San Francisco one of shooting the Golden Gate through those trees.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Around the same framing of a shot. Mm-hmm. Shooting it at F16, you got most of the trees in focus. Was that just personal choice?
Yeah, I wanted the framing to be there. But I really wanted the focus to be through and through. Yeah. And I could have focused. I could have taken pictures of the trees, then the cliff, then the lighthouse, then the clouds. Mm-hmm. But Somebody was asking me about focus stacking the other day too. It was Josh actually on the tour. And he's like, focus stacking seems really cool. Why don't I see a lot of it? And I was like, honestly, because the reason is that our eyes naturally are already at a hugely wide aperture, right? As soon as I look at you, the wall behind you is blurry. The headphones are blurry. If I look at a laptop, you're blurry. So if you focus stack, you're forcing your eyes to focus on everything, which is not something that our eyes do.
Naturally, yeah.
Right. So so that's why they always look surreal, right? They literally look like you can reach into the picture and like touch them, whatever, if, like, especially stacked like a product pictures. So product photography. So
that's the word.
There we go. And I do that. It was weird. So, but for this, yeah, it was nice to be able to do it because it's a little more natural. Obviously if I wanted it to be real, I would have just focused on the building at 2.8 and just let everything be blurry. But I wanted those in there. So
yeah. And that's just subjective choice and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And I'm happy with all these pictures so far. And just so you guys know too.
No, these pictures are money.
I appreciate it, man.
I'm stoked for the book. What shots are going to be on there? Yeah,
I have I think 15 city shots for the book, and then of course next to each picture is going to be a little blurb about it.
Yeah. I like this waterfall shot too.
Black and white or the color?
The color. Well, both of them are good. I like the color more. I think landscape has really good benefits with color.
It does.
Black and white works really well too. Just color pop is money.
And I did a lot of editing for this one because I went for more of like a silver tone monochrome shot, like a style. When I do black and whites, it's usually like on purpose. I shoot for the black and white, but I shot this in color because I wanted to manipulate. So just so you guys know, like when you're editing in Lightroom, you put it in black and white. When you adjust the colors and the color balance, it shifts the silver tone on your picture. Mm-hmm. So each little color that you adjust will adjust a different shade of gray.
So like your tints.
Yeah, exactly.
The when it goes more warm, it adjusts a different tone than
if you're
magenta cool. or the...
Yeah. Exactly. No, that's exactly it. And so when you guys are manipulating this and trying to get your black and whites, that's why a lot of the big photographers in the world that do a lot of really good black and white shots, they know what each color is going to affect in the picture, which is insane.
That's nuts.
So yeah. So I went through, I used a brush filter on the waterfall and equaled the tone out for the color one. Yeah. So that's why the water is more white.
Right.
Because in the actual picture, it had a blue tinge to it. But I made it white because I wanted that to stand up from the green. And I did an edit of that color picture where all the green that you see was fall yellow instead. And it looked really, really cool. But the only thing is this is Multnomah Falls. I can't remember what it's called. Very famous in that area, though, up in Portland. Everybody knows this waterfall. Mm-hmm. Even people that have never been there have seen this before. So I did that in yellow. Everybody would be like,
those
trees are not yellow. Yeah. And this was in fall. This is 2 weeks ago. So, so I decided to leave it. It looked really cool the other way, though, but yeah.
If people know, then they'll be like, I don't know.
Exactly.
Because I think they do that the same way with, like, Bernie Falls, too.
Yeah.
Because when I first got into photography and you're trying to find what you want to do, that was one of the falls that I shot first with, like, long exposure, trying to get into that realm. And then I was like, this is, like, how it looks to me in real life.
Yeah.
But then if you, like, start to do your color adjustments because – the greens weren't in back then.
No.
So it was like, well, I got to make it yellow. And then everybody's going to be like, that's not the real Bernie Falls. This is all fake. This is AI. You're a liar.
You're a liar. AI. I hate you so much.
How do you feel about, like, you know, the waterfalls, like, being that smooth? Is that, like, do you feel like that trend's overdone and people are over it? Or, I mean, I love it.
I do too.
So,
I think now that she's like, her claws are in my skull right now. I'll be honest. Like I love like naturally seeing the water, like each little droplet when it comes to like waves and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Ow. Dude, she like was pulling herself up.
I'm missing flesh right now. I can feel it. ow. But no, for me personally, because I like the whole watercolor look, like it looks like it's painted.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you can show motion in a picture is cool.
Yeah.
Light trails, cars, waterfall, that kind of stuff. The contrast between still images and then like actually seeing motion, I think is great. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that it's overdone. I just think that it can be overdone. And I don't mean overall, like everybody does it. I mean, like when you take a picture and you do it, it could be overdone.
Right.
It's like the people that take the saturation slider and slam it to the right and think it looks good. And it doesn't. Sorry, it doesn't.
Facts.
And I had it on that. Actually, I had a client that asked, I took pictures of her kid or her grandkid. And she asked her mom to ask me if I could edit everything out to be black and white, except for the dress, her lips and her eyes. Cause they all had red. Oh,
color pop.
Yep. And I was like, yes, I can, but no, I won't. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. And she's like, I knew you were going to say no, but I had to ask anyway. I was like, no, I get it. Everybody had that phase. Everybody did it because it's something you need to do to learn what it is mm-hmm. in the first place, just to learn how to control that kind of stuff. But it's so cheesy, and that is overdone, and it just doesn't look good.
It doesn't.
It just looks really, and it's not, if you made a career off that, good for you. I'm happy for you. I really am. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that at all. Like if it's what you like, that's what you like, and that's fine, but it's not for me.
Yeah. We just have our opinions about those trends. So I'm not on the color pop. I mean, I went through that phase too.
Yep.
I think we all go through one of these phases, and you think you like it or you don't. I was really into like string lights. I was a really big, like, I don't know. I wanted to be a Tumblr girl.
That's pretty cool though. Like string lights.
If you could get it right. Yeah. I didn't get it right when I started. So I look back at those photos. I'm like, no, this ain't it, chief.
This is another shot that I'm going to recreate here very soon.
And I think
with the fairy lights,
when we go into the next episode, I'll show you my stuff, what I've been. Yeah, that was a trend. That was a big trend. I remember doing those too. Fairy lights. Oh,
I love fairy lights.
I used to carry those around in my backpack.
Just in case. Have you tried like the long exposure with spinning?
I've done steel wool.
No. Like with the fairy lights, yeah.
I've done just the steel wool stuff. So.
I love steel wool so much. I also, remember I was talking about how I wanted to get out onto the big salt flats in Cold Springs, where I used to live.
You got in contact with a guy? No.
I couldn't find out anything about him, but there's one of my friends lives out there, and I was going to the wrong entrance. There's an eastern entrance on there, right across the street from one of the like little convenience stores there. And the two cars are always there because that's where they live. That's the entrance. And he said, they don't care who goes out there. They just want to know that you're going out there. I was like, shut up. Because I've been trying to get out there for fucking years. Because I want to do steel wool in the middle of this thing. Because there's no way anything will catch on fire because it's so far away. But I could do steel wool classes in the middle of this place. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think I wouldn't need permits for it because it's not technically an open flame.
Right.
So I'm excited. I'm going to go out there and try and talk to them one of these days.
Yeah.
Because that would be, especially after a rain, if I can get some reflection on there, that would be a dope portrait spot.
That'd be sick.
Oh, so good.
Steel wool is a phase. But it's still cool.
Steel wool is a great way to train people about long exposures.
Yeah.
And I love, and I, that's why we did it in Hawaii.
That so light much. Painting and a bunch of other things.
Oh, light painting is so dope.
Light bar painting. Stuff
too. Yeah. Especially doing like the ribbons in the background.
Yeah. And the wings and, oh.
Oh, man.
Some good stuff with long exposure.
Yeah. No, so your stuff.
My stuff. Do you want to wait for the next episode to get into my stuff? We're about an hour. Yeah. 54.
Yeah, we can do it on the next episode.
All right.
I have to wait a whole week to see you again.
You do. How do we want to close out this one? Because I did like focusing on your stuff too. And
oh no, it's
kind
cool.
of the adventures.
So I do want to tell you guys the little 30-second clip that I showed you guys of the drone from above in the ocean.
In the ocean.
With the music and stuff, I made a 30-minute video, YouTube orientation, right? So it's horizontal. And I will be uploading it on our podcast channel for you guys to have. And the idea behind it was that if you guys have multiple monitors like I do, you can have it on one, and then you can do work on another. So it's like calming or whatever. You just have it in the background, whatever. But if you guys wouldn't mind, go through and give it a watch, a view. Just watch it one time. That's cool. You know, whatever.
Just have it playing in the background.
It's honestly
background noise, yeah.
No, exactly. And that's why I chose like some kind of lo-fi, you know, stuff to go with it. So there's that. And then on the next episode, we are going to focus on what's been going on with Mike. And Mike and I are also going to help you guys. We have had a lot of requests from people to reiterate and kind of do like a breakdown of how to start a photography business.
Yeah.
So we really want to talk about the two. So we're gonna let Mike catch up with everything. We'll finish that episode out with the other stuff.
Oh, yeah. So. Most definitely. Sounds good.
There's a plan. If you guys made it this far, I appreciate you. You guys are awesome. Thank you for understanding about the week break that we took. We're almost done with this season. We have this massive plans.
This is 35, man.
This is 35. Big 35.
Big 35. Yeah. I didn't even realize it until
it's crazy. So we have 17 35. More episodes and the season's over, right?
Yeah. That's good math.
No, that was horrible math. Wait.
No.
No, I was right.
That was good math.
That was good, right? Yeah. Look at me go.
Yeah.
I might be part Asian. So.
Downstairs.
Does it, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's cold in here. So.
Oh, you just got to. Yeah, I didn't dip.
You know what? I didn't either. I learned how to do that from playing beer pong. That's how I dry the ball off. And then
this was just marching band. For a bunch of delinquents.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so if you made it this far, I appreciate you guys. You're awesome. Thank you for all the feedback. Please let us know what kind of merchandise you guys would want to see. Please let us know any other ideas that you guys have. Mike almost knocked himself out. Oh, it's right here, dude.
It's like it's bug, attached right? to you.
Yeah. There you go, we got it. That was a big one. Appreciate you guys. You're awesome. Thank you so much as always. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.